Alex Warren won Best New Artist last night, VMAs. He was surprised. Deserved. Yeah, yeah. It was funny because leading up to the VMAs, he was encouraging people to vote for him because, you know, it's all based on fan votes, right, for the VMAs. And he was like, you know, I know I'm not going to win against all of the pop girlies that are nominated, but please, for
but
the
why
love
not? Let's give it a
yeah,
shot.
Let's give it a try. Right, exactly. So yeah, Alex Warren, he picked up Best New Artist there last night at the VMAs. It did kick off with Kelly. When I say Kenny G,
that was not what I had on my bingo card.
Right, that's a name and an artist that I haven't heard uttered for decades.
Uh-huh.
Very, very famous saxophonist.
But still doing his thing.
Kenny G with Doja Cat. She did Jealous Type, very 80s vibe. It looked like an 80s video.
Yeah, I'm loving that song.
Yeah, with the hair, with the keyboards. I mean, Doja's look just looked 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kenny G. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure. Ozzy Osbourne got a tribute. His son, Jack.
Hey, VMAs. Sure. It's Jack Osbourne here with
Pearl, Andy, Minnie.
And that's
Michael.
I wish we could be there with you all tonight as you celebrate my dad's amazing musical journey.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure it would make him incredibly happy to see these great musicians carry on his legacy and help inspire the next generation of rockers. I'd like to give a special shout out to Dom, Nuno, Steve and Joe from Aerosmith. We love you, Dad.
In the words of our papa, let's go crazy!
Yeah, let's go crazy. They did do a tribute. You know, Youngblood covered Changes, also Crazy Train, and then Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, along with Youngblood, covered Mama, I'm Coming Home. Steven Tyler's getting up there, too.
Yeah, they had to stop touring because he has vocals.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds good, though.
That's good.
So, Ariana Grande was cute. She couldn't reach the microphone. She's too short. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She did introduce Mariah Carey for the Video Vanguard Award. And then Mariah.
Which I've always thought they sounded very, like she modeled herself, I think,
yeah, for
Mariah's
sure.
style.
Yeah, yeah. So that was very fitting. LL Cool J hosted. I'll say the one thing that I wish that they did. Now, I was watching last night, my daughter and my wife and my mom is home and all that. So, Rosé. Here's just an example. And I'm going to pick Rosé out. There were plenty of artists who did this, though. Rosé wins for Song of the Year for her song with Bruno Mars, APT, right?
Sure.
And she starts into her speech.
Thank you so much. I've prepared something because I didn't want to mess this up. And I feel like this is a really big moment for myself and a lot of other people. And so.
Okay. So she's excited, obviously.
You've already wasted time.
My thing is, you know, she pulls out a little sheet and notes. And, you know, Lady Gaga did too. And Lady Gaga dropped some song lyrics and some references and everything in her speech. But then Rosé starts.
You don't mind me. I'm going to speed through this quickly.
Speed through this is not the statement.
Okay, first of all, Bruno, I know what you're watching. Bruno. Oh, my God.
Yes, of course. You got to thank Bruno.
First of all, thank you so much, Bruno. I can't believe this.
What I wish is they would give.
I'll say everything. Thank you so much for
the artists
and helping me build
play
this,
off music
world together. I'm really, really forever grateful for you, yeah, and friendship and everything.
I mean, look, she was saying some great things about how she's dedicating this to her 16-year-old self who watched the VMAs and she dreamed one day that she would also win and become an artist. So, yes, it was a very poignant and good speech.
I told them.
But, Rosé, you lost this after about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
She went on for 4 minutes.
Oh.
disappoint.
Oh, do they have no rules there?
My 16-year-old.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't play anyone off. They just let you talk.
I wished someday she too.
See, this is why I watch the highlights on YouTube.
I can't sit there through all that.
So I go.
I can't sit there. I don't watch the speeches. I'm watching performances.
Kind of funny moment. I go upstairs to fold some clothes during this. During her speech. And while I'm upstairs, I hear come from downstairs, she pulled out another sheet.
Oh my God. No.
And
no,
I come,
we're done.
And I
we're,
come,
you're done.
And I come down, and she is still talking.
Listen, are you accepting the Nobel Peace Prize for world peace or something? This
and
is not,
Alice,
no.
Thank you for helping me stand.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyways, that's the one thing that I would say. Hey, you know what? Performances were great. You know, there was a lot of lip syncing, whatever. We understand that. There was also, Tate McRae sounded good. She wasn't lip syncing.
There was a lot of lip syncing?
Yes.
I feel like we don't accept that.
Well,
it's a live show.
Yeah, but Tate McRae was singing live. I will say that because we saw some of the things. And then she was performing in a litter box, it almost looked like a big box of sand.
She's
so,
performing in a litter box?
Yeah, it kind of looked like that. But anyway, she looked good. A lot of the performances and all the winners and everything. And it was funny. And one last thing is with every performance... that was category that was awarded. And the winner wasn't somber. My daughter, who's 14, was like, nah, I didn't vote for them.
Oh, did she vote? Did she legit vote?
Yeah, she voted for somber.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, exactly. I didn't vote for them.
Oh my gosh. I don't feel like enough people know about somber just yet. I feel like still too new.
Well, he certainly came on the scene this year, that's for sure.
Yes, but maybe next year for the awards.
Well, he did win. Somber did win some awards.
He did?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Was his speech shorter? Because if we've learned anything from Rosé, it's just, you know what? This is for my 16-year-old self who used to watch this show and dreamed of being here one day. Thank you so much, Bruno, and everybody else involved in the song. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Goodbye! Yeah, exactly.
That's
it was.
That's all you say.
I was going to say, attention spans are short now. So
yes,
we got to keep it moving.
And you can list everybody that had anything to do, wrote a note on that song, and they're not going to know those people's names. So just say, just group them all together. Everybody had anything to do with this song. Thank you so much, especially Bruno.
Really,
you give Bruno a shout out.
I love you so much.
Yeah. So
that's
there you
it.
Go.
You
can see the rest, all the performances, all the winners up.
Listen, Emily was working very hard. She wrote about 50 blogs about this show. So you can peruse through all of them.
Yeah.
She was working overtime.
Yeah. She was burning the candle late last night.
Yep.
They're on the website at WDJX.com.